With that, we go to San Diego, California. Imagine that. Immaculate Heart Radio listener Dave, you're up next. Hey, Dave.
Hello. Yeah, guys, hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, cool. All right, so my question, I hope it's somewhat on topic, is the other day me and a friend of mine were discussing just different approaches that Eastern and Western theology have to the faith. And
yes.
One point of contention he's always felt with was Thomas Aquinas' teaching on a concept of a created grace versus St. Gregory Palamas' essence energies distinction. And it wasn't something that I was overly familiar with, so I was wondering if you could kind of crystallize or simplify that concept for me.
Yeah, well, first of all, in concerning the level of teaching of the distinction between uncreated grace and created grace, I'm not quite sure how we would couch that as far as it being like definitive or speculative theology, et cetera. I'd have to do a little bit more research on that. But fundamentally, if you check out what I mentioned earlier, the resource I mentioned earlier, Ludwig Ott, and Patrick, I can't say the first name so perfectly like you say it.
Ludwig. Yeah, that's good, Ludwig.
But Dave, in that resource, Fundamentals of Catholic Dogma, he points out in there, he makes this distinction in its section on grace. Uncreated grace basically is God himself, right? So we talk about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit, God's presence within us, God himself is uncreated, right? Now, created grace would be considered sanctifying grace, that habitual grace that resides in the soul, elevating the faculties of intellect and will to be able to operate on a supernatural level. That supernatural life that dwells in the soul that we receive initially in the sacrament of baptism would be considered created grace, along with actual graces, those temporary helps that God gives us to enlighten the mind, to empower the will, and move us in the direction of truth and goodness. Actual graces would be considered created grace as well, because these are things that are not God himself, for only God is uncreated. So uncreated grace would be the very presence of God himself dwelling within the soul. As Jesus said, I and the Father will reside and abide in you in John's gospel, and that by way of extension would include the Holy Spirit. That would be uncreated grace. Created grace being sanctifying grace, habitually residing in the soul, as well as those actual graces that are temporary helps from God given to us to lead us to sanctifying grace.
Okay.
Does that help?
All right. Yeah, no, I mean, that's kind of like what I was thinking as he was explaining it. I was like, I don't think they're in contention. The two ideas are as in contention as much as I think they're kind of touching on, like, what's being participated in versus what's kind of...
Yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah, beyond those boundaries, Dave, I can't go any further here on the radio, but like I said, you might want to check out Ott's book, Fundamentals of Catholic Dogma. He sort of lays out the distinction between those two graces there.
And I believe Father Reginald Garrigou-Lagrange has written books on grace as well.
He's written on pretty much everything.
Grace. He has.
Yeah.
He was one of the dissertation directors of a young priest named Father Carol Wojtyła.
Fantastic.
Now, Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Garrigou-Lagrange.
Mm-hmm. He sounds Cajun. Garrigou-Lagrange.
I love saying it. We actually
was more French.
We actually had a food mart, like a grocery store back in Crowley, a Lagrange food mart.
Oh, yeah?
So every time I study Garrigou-Lagrange, I think of that old store I used to go to as a boy, as a young boy.
And Louisiana itself is from King St. Louis, right? The ninth? Remember which Louis it is? See, locals
rarely know
their own
history. Don't ask me about history, Patrick.
Yeah, that's
that
where
is my...
Louisiana is from a Catholic saint.
That is
saint,
my Achilles heel.
King St. Louis. I think it's ninth. I'll check it out. Dave, thank you.